There's a lot to be said for mediation because it's a non-adversarial, non-gladiatorial type environment where you can achieve the same outcome, our family can achieve the same outcome, without the ordeal of going through a long-running and hard-fought court battle.
Kyle is 9 years old.
Yes.
And you were saying that the family there, they got great support in their local community.
Unbelievable, Harry. He's a lovely young fellow, so he is a big Liverpool fan. He'd be hoping for a good result in the match tonight. When the case came before the judge yesterday, one of the things the judge agreed to was the payment out of a small amount of money so that he could go to see his heroes play in Anfield, which has been a long-time dream of his. And he goes to school in Ransborough and has a wide circle of friends, fully integrated there. They've been really, really good to him. Lisa and Michael, really well supported by friends and family and people in the community. And I know they'd want me to get the message out that they really, really appreciate all the messages of good wishes and support that they've received, and for being so good to Kyle. Kyle brightens everyone's life. You know, I've met him. He's got a great attitude to life. He's a special kid, and really, really, his parents are lucky to have him, and they really appreciate how well he's looked after and minded in the community generally, and in particular in Ransborough National School.
I know this was a settlement, but people will tell you that behind the scenes, the HSC do often fight these cases and are pretty energetic opponents when it comes to litigation. Do you think the HSC attitude towards such cases is changing?
Look, I'd hope so, Harry, with the week that's in it and everything that we've seen and all of the terrible news that's coming out about all these potentially thousands of women who've been affected by the cervical screen controversy, you would like to think that it's time for the state to start listening to people and start listening to patients. And their approach to these sorts of cases has in the main and in the past been to defend and deny and delay if they can. So I think we're seeing a watershed moment, Harry, in terms of how the state interacts with patients. I think we're moving away from an ultra-aggressive adversarial circumstance where it's David and Goliath, it's the individual taking on the state. And it's a massive struggle for people, Harry, and it has a massive chilling effect on people who are thinking about bringing a case. And the one piece of advice I'd give is don't be afraid to ask questions. If you are unhappy about some aspect of your treatment, don't be afraid to pick up the phone, speak to somebody about it and get some answers. What you do with those answers is entirely your own business, but get the answers that you need. There's an underreporting. The state might say there's a claims crisis and there's a compo culture, and nothing could be further from the truth. About 84,000 incidents were reported to the state last year internally by their STARS web system, so serious incidents were reported to them, and that only led to a fraction of that number being brought for cases in the hundreds.